Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and I'm joined today by State Representative Guy Vanderlinden talking about this week's session.
Thanks for being on the program today, Guy. Last week was funnel week, so let's just talk about some things that were of interest to you that got through the funnel, or maybe some things that you would have liked to see get through that didn't.
Bill that I'm particularly interested in has to do with pharmacy benefit managers and the regulation of them in relation to some of our local pharmacies, and that did get through the funnel.
And what did you like about that, or what was important about that to you?
Well, local pharmacies are having a great deal of difficulty getting paid by some of these PBMs, as they're called, in a timely manner. And the bill would allow the state insurance commissioner to get involved in regulating these individuals to a little bit more strictly than they can under current law. So I think it's important for the pharmacies in Iowa.
All right. And what other topics were of interest to you, that made it either through the funnel or not?
Well, I kind of have erased the ones that didn't get through the funnel because it doesn't make any difference now. At the moment, we are debating a bill that has to do with sound suppressors for firearms, which I expect to pass here in the next few minutes, that I've received a lot of interest via email from constituents. So that one is moving forward even as we speak.
And what is the purpose of that, from what you understand?
Well, primarily it's safety. It has to do with protecting the hearing of particularly target shooters, people who shoot guns on a regular basis or shoot high caliber guns. And I've had quite a few constituents call and say they support the bill. So we are voting right now, and I can see that it's going to pass by a huge margin, something in excess of 80 votes.
All right. And remind people who don't know, what is the best way to get something in front of you or to get an opinion to you? And then how can they do that with you specifically?
My phone number is readily available, as is my email. That either of those works. I think by far the most effective method is to actually visit your legislator, look him in the eye, and say, "I wish you'd do something about this or that." It's pretty difficult to look somebody in the eye and say, "Nah, I'm not interested." So I think that's probably the most effective way of doing it.
Well, nowadays, here where we're located in South Central Iowa, what are the types of things that people are coming to you, whether it's face-to-face, email, or phone, and telling you that they want to be on your mind and to work for them?
Oh, that's a huge gamut of things. Of course, there's always great interest in anything having to do with education. I'm getting a lot of interest in road repair, particularly this year, now that the weather has done such a job on our roads. Those are probably the two biggest. Anything having to do with taxes always gets a lot of interest as well.
And anything on the horizon that you see that's going to be coming back around or that you foresee being in debate coming up here next week, or things that may have been under debate this week that we haven't mentioned?
I can't specifically predict what will be coming up next week. That's always a wait until the last minute until we get the calendar on that. But there's still a number of issues out there that folks are interested in getting on the calendar, so I'm sure we'll be plenty busy.
All right, Guy, well, we appreciate your time a couple times a month, and we'll check in with you in a couple weeks.
Okay, thanks for calling.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Thanks again to our guest, State Representative Guy Vanderlinden, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.